Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're back with me for the second hour of today's broadcast. 10 to noon every weekday. And of course, you can check out the podcasts at 991FMTalk.com and answer today's poll question, which we have had great discussions on. Should Antifa and BLM and KKK be actually designated as domestic terror organizations? Well, there's some good reasons to, and there's some good reasons not to. So how do we get through this? Imagine if we were still a country of laws and that those laws were respected and those laws enforced. It's an amazing thing that can happen. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Please participate at 991fmtalk.com. It was, in the very beginning, 100% to designate them. But now it's starting to fall off a little bit. Because once again, you have to start talking about the Constitution. You have to start talking about your rights, specifically the First Amendment. Right to peaceably assemble. Well, these organizations are not peaceably assembling. They're not peaceably protesting. To me, if you peaceably assemble, that means you gather around. You don't block off the streets, marching to different locations. Oh, we made it to City Hall. Let's go on down to the police department and see what kind of damage we can do there. 991fmtalk.com. Quick text from the talk and text line at 884-9910. Hi, Monica. So the news reported yesterday said that there was no tax revenue from casinos. And Cicilline, a.k.a. Sisolak, should shut down every moneymaker we have. And now he is having a special session to raise our taxes. What's the point? The point is, in our state slogan, Battleborn. We have to fight for what we want. We can't let people from California just move here and change our way of life. I know it's frustrating and people are getting upset and they're moving out. But when you have something wonderful, it's worth fighting for. And we have something wonderful here in Northern Nevada. We have the beauty of the desert. You know, the Purple Mountains' majesty. We have the lakes, the rivers. But we can't see the forest through the trees because of what our liberal politicians are doing. Not all politicians are great. People make mistakes. We just have to work harder to get the right politicians in place who will work for the betterment of everybody, not just a particular political party. Even Democrats turn on their own. And this is a very concerning story, especially if, you know, what happens in California does not stay in California. Protections were put in place. The state shall not discriminate against or grant preferential treatment to any individual or group on basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, national origin, in the operation of public employment, public education, yada, yada. It goes on and on. So let's go to the man who wrote this article. California legislature votes to allow discrimination by race, gender, and national origin. Jeff Reynolds joins us right now after penning this article on June 26. Jeff, this is an eye-opener. Thanks for joining the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Monica, for having me. I really appreciate it. I love coming on and chatting with you. And boy, is that a bad look or what?
I don't understand really the backing behind this. Is there something nefarious going on?
So what they've tried to do for a long time, it's a lot like this AB5 that they passed earlier in the year to kill, or last year, I guess, to kill gig economy. They have an ideological bent they have an agenda that is pushing everything that they're doing. And in this case, they're striking down anti-discrimination language from the state constitution that was passed in 1996 in order to bring back affirmative action. And so what they want, it's really, you know, John Fund put this best when he wrote it at National Review. He said that it's a racial spoils system. It's not about equity. It's not about equality. It's not about a level playing field. They are simply trying to game the system to get their cronies in a better situation. So this is to help elevate certain populations over others based on skin color.
So basically it's like their version of saying Black Lives Matter. Instead of saying all lives matter, all people should be protected from discrimination, they're going to go after this and make sure that they have affirmative action.
That's exactly right. And in 1983, I think it was, there was a Supreme Court decision that allowed affirmative action. And in her opinion, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor said, well, you know, we kind of need it now because, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, but we kind of need it now because people of color are disadvantaged right now. And we probably will only need it for about 25 years, and then it can just go away once the playing field has been leveled. Well, you know, that's a long time past, and we're still trying to elevate one population over another. So it's clear that affirmative action is not really about equity at all. And the corrupt politicians realize that it's something that they can exploit for votes.
I was just going to say, is this also a way of pandering to certain groups of people for their votes?
Oh, without question. I think that our body politic has devolved very much over the last, I'd say, 15 to 20 years, where it's all about identity politics anymore. And I'll tell you what, a lot of this stuff is being pushed simultaneously in several states, which makes you kind of wonder, okay, who's really, what agenda are they pushing, and are they coordinating their efforts? And I think the clear answer is yes.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think it's necessarily being driven by the DNC. I think it's being driven more along the lines of what people would call the deep state. Jeff, you're working on so many different things at this point. I know you focus a lot on California and the big national stuff, but what should Nevada be watching out for?
Well, I'm going big on this idea of mail-in balloting. The idea that so many states, under the guise of COVID-19, want to remove in-person voting altogether and do mail-in balloting, it's ripe for corruption and fraud. And I wrote an article about that. And I have a colleague at PJ Media that also wrote about that. Did you see that this week the Postal Workers Union formally endorsed Joe Biden? Actually expect that they're going to be fair and balanced in the way they handle our ballots?
Yeah, I also saw the video of the postal worker pulling up to a different corporation to their trash bin and dumping a bunch of flyers for somebody running for sheriff. So, you know, literally, I look at some people and just say, is the post office actually working for the DNC? But there are good people that work at the Postal Service. Sure. Jeff, when we look at that mail-in ballot, we have a Secretary of State and Registrar of Voters here in Nevada that just keep hammering the fact it's safe, it's secure, you know, yada, yada, yada. Even though this last election, our primary election that we had, so many ballots were returned. I believe it was like 18% were returned to actual balloters because they said their signature couldn't be verified, even though it was their same signature. It's coming from the same address that they've been registered out for decades, and yet all these ballots were still kicked out.
Well, you know, I live up here in Portland, Oregon, and we've had this system in place for 22 years now, and we still have problems. My biggest concern going into the presidential election in November is if we're going to implement this now with all these states that have never done it before, we don't even have time to work out the bugs before we do this. You know, never mind the fact that it's the system. There are so many extra steps between voter and vote being counted, right? That every one of those steps is a nexus where something could go wrong. And so that's bad enough. But the fact that we have all these newbie states that are going to try to do this under the guise of coronavirus, and we don't have time to work out the kinks.
Well, and a lot of, you know, I'm sorry, but the dead are voting again. You know,
sure.
The governors are just they're putting the order, send it out to all registered voters from the past, you know, registrations. And these ballots are going out to people who are dead, people who have moved, people who have changed political parties. And it's just it's ridiculous. Yet we keep getting pushback that, no, it's safe, it's secure, It's frustrating.
Hans van Spakovsky, who is a senior fellow at Heritage, appeared on Fox News this past weekend. He talked about how the state of Oregon, after 22 years, has no measures in place to detect fraud. And that's true. And there's so our current Secretary of State went back and examined 2016. She says, oh, well, you know, 22 people voted in two elections and we went after them. And that's the end of the problem. Well, that's not the end of the problem. There are so many things. We did an investigation 8 or 9 years ago of the voter rolls, and they never clean out the voter rolls for the dead people that are still registered, right? So that's another entire problem. We've got thousands of ballots that are being returned that are, I mean, it could be 5% of the election, and in a close race, that could swing the election, and that mm-hmm. could swing the Electoral College.
Well, and that's what's really concerning is everybody who wants or believes that mail-in ballots are okay, they keep pointing to Oregon, and they're not hearing the fact that Oregon still has problems that they haven't been able to fix.
Well, because everybody in government says, oh, it's a great idea. And the Republican Secretary of State at the time that championed the system says it's safe and secure. He goes on, he writes op-eds for the Wall Street Journal. And our current Secretary of State is a Republican. And she says, oh, you know, she goes on 60 Minutes this past weekend and says, try it. You might like it. And that was basically her entire pitch. And I'm like, wow. So the issue is ballot harvesting, right? Mm-hmm. In Oregon, it's become such a standard practice in political campaigns that we don't even blink at it. But the idea that we're going out there and getting people to turn in their ballots when they may not want to, never mind the fact that you're, you know, here, fill this out for me. You know, maybe that situation happens as well. So there are so many variables in this. Gathering votes from people that may not be all that engaged in the process, you know, like dead people.
They're more engaged than a lot of people.
That's a fair point.
See, that is such a huge concern, Jeff. And for people, I don't know. I think if you're going to vote, you should be proud of it. You should be engaged. And if we're going to do a mail-in ballot, then the only people who should get ballots are the people who actually request them.
Oh, that's a very good point. Here in Oregon, we've got Motor Voter. We passed that a couple of years ago where they automatically registered anybody that had a state ID or a driver's license. Now, of course, they assure us that when they passed the driver's cards for illegals, they didn't get registered too. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah, thanks. Nevada is just following suit with Oregon. This We're just two peas in a pod.
Same problem you do. All those Californians moving in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they do that on purpose. I think people are being placed, but you know, that's just my opinion. Jeff, how can people read your articles and your books and find out more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. You go to jeffreyreynolds.net. It's JeffreyReynolds.net. That's where my book is. It's Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires. And let's see, I write regularly several times a week for pjmedia.com. So check that out. A lot of really good writers. And I just have to give a plug for PJ Media real quick, because our traffic has been exploding over the last several months, and we've got a huge reach, and we're covering a lot of topics that are of concern to voters across the nation. So check that out as well.
That's what happens when people start to turn off the blame stream media and they go for actual sources. They go for independent reporters. They go for people who are actually looking for the truth. So, Jeff, thank you so much for being out there looking for the truth and helping share it with us. And I'm going to have you back on again soon to talk about this SCOTUS and Open Societies International and what that might do to George Soros and some funding in different ways. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Monica. Always a pleasure, and look forward to the next time.
All right. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. It's live. It's local. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. Let's get to the talk and text lines. A lot of calls stacking up. So let's start off with Frederick this morning. Hi, Frederick. You want to talk about Saturday's rally?
Yes. Hi, Monica. Thanks for having me. I'd just like to encourage folks to get out there to Carson City Saturday morning. We're scheduled to start at 9:30. So please get out there. Please be there by 9:30. The other folks are having a rally against, or a protest against, the 4th of July. We can't let this continue. We have to get up, stand up for this country, and get out there and show these people they are not welcome to spread their hate, their message of anti-American hate. So I just encourage everybody, this is a call to action. This is a call to arms. This is a civil war that they are brewing, and they just haven't come out and called it a civil war yet. They try to pretend it's a protest in the name of George Floyd. Again, you know, I would say what happened to George Floyd was despicable, but that one police officer or group of police officers' actions do not represent all the police officers, and that's the way they're presenting their side to be. So, again, exactly. I just ask people to get out there Saturday. You know, downtown Reno, they control it now. Nobody's wanted to stand up for Reno. Well, Carson's our stand. We've got to hold Carson and hopefully take back downtown Reno. And I don't know if anybody's been and seen our Reno City Hall lately, but they've painted a mural on where the windows were on the south side of the building that faces that park. And on that mural, it says BLM.
That mural was paid for with tax dollars by Naomi Dewar with her discretionary fund. So it speaks volumes for how the city of Reno wants this all to work. So, Frederick, I got other calls I got to get to, but thank you so much. Yes, 9:30. Capitol Park right there. Trust me, you're going to see two different sides. Make sure you're standing on the one that you definitely want to be with. Let's go back to the phone lines quickly. Val White is joining us. Hey, Val, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the mail-in ballots that you mentioned just a little bit ago. I just want to remind people that in this election, which we know is just so critical, we may be forced to use mail-in ballots, although I saw something in an article today from Carson saying there's going to be a combination of in-person and mail-in. But I want people to know this message. You do not want any other hands getting between you and your ballot delivery.
Yeah.
We all know the best way to do it is to take it right down to the county building and put your ballot in that box directly so nobody else has access to it. Whether it's a letter carrier who decides, hey, this house always gets a lot of Republican stuff, I think I'm going to lose this ballot. Not saying they would, but it's a possibility. Or you also
it's happened in the past.
Yeah. So, and absolutely, you know, somebody comes knocking at your door saying, I'll deliver your ballot for you. That's just ridiculous. You don't do that. And, well, it would be good. I don't put anything past some of the opposition. But
we're not to the decision yet from the Secretary of State here, but I have a feeling with the way she went on the last one, we're probably going to see it again. But Val, those are the words to live by. Do not let someone else get between you and you casting your ballot. Val, I got to let you go. If you want to call back later in the show, let's grab D real quick and then we'll go to Fox News. Oh, we already lost D. So D wanted to talk about masks, but you know how I feel about masks. I won't give you my opinions, but you know how I feel about masks. We'll be back after this Fox News update with more of your comments, concerns, and some words from one of the greatest presidents there ever was. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for being here today. And I encourage you to head on over to 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Fantastic Japanese vehicle. Yes, remember, Japanese. Love it. But also fantastic service, friendly people. A reliable vehicle. And taking the stand. Now making sure that you're taken care of in this crazy, crazy time. 991FMTalk.com. Should Antifa, BLM, and KKK be actually designated domestic terrorist organizations? Has some great conversations on this. If you missed Paul's points on it, please make sure you check out today's podcast because there's some real sense there of not designating him. Talk about just enforcing the law. Let cops do their jobs. And remember this in our upcoming election, who is tying our law enforcement's hands, and in future elections as well. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dee this morning. Hi, Dee. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I'm glad I've gotten in to talk to you. I was just wanting to make a comment of what experiences I had yesterday. I'm a tourist here in Lake Tahoe. And I was at the Goodwill, and I'm disabled. I had my therapy dog with me, and I'm on my walker, and I did not have my mask on. And the manager came up to me and said to put my mask on. I said, I have a COPD, and I cannot breathe in the mask. And if I put my mask on, I would have to have an ambulance here. And so she was really not nice at all. And she said, if you cannot put your mask on, you need to leave the store. I was asked to leave the store. That violated my rights. Yep. And I looked up the policy of Goodwill, and it does talk about that there's an exemption, but this gal did not follow it. And also there's an exemption for medical conditions. through the California ordinance or whatever. I don't call it a law because it's not a law, but it's a mandate. And
Even just the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yes, and it, what I felt, and my daughter also went back in and showed her the actual, writings that says that my mother is exempt, and she said, no, your mother cannot come in here if she does not wear a mask. And I don't know where to take it. I'm just a simple individual that's trying to get by, and I just was very upset with what having to leave. So anyway, I just wanted to let people know that we should stand up more. And I don't know, I'm going to take and write a letter, and I didn't make any complaints about it. And while I was asked to leave, I just quietly left. So, but I thank you for your station. We came come across it while we were sitting in the Safeway parking lot. And we're on our way. Yep. And we're on our way to Bishop. We're making a tour here, stopping here. I was born and raised here in Carson City, and my kids wanted to see all of our playground, and so we took them to Tahoe and had a beautiful 4 days. So, just didn't like that one experience.
Well, unfortunately. You're going to probably get more of those experiences as we continue on. Dee, thank you so much for the call, and please drive safely and enjoy your time visiting your old stomping grounds, and make some new stomping grounds too, and hopefully be back soon. You know, there's a lot of misinformation going on around the ADA that, you know, you have to be let in, or you know, they have to accommodate you. That's the difference. Say if you're going into a store or something like that, they have to accommodate you and go get an item for you and help you pay for it. But as for providing, you know, blanket exceptions with disabilities, don't go with those little flyers and everything that are coming out, because there is a lot of misinformation out there. But the most accurate information that you can get, again, ADA.gov, but the most accurate information or power that you have is to walk away. You are the most powerful person in all of this. If a restaurant says you have to wear a mask and you don't want to, or you are not healthy to do it, walk away. Your money is what your patronage, your money, your shopping at different places, your buying different things, registering for different things, whether it be the internet that you use, or even the soap that you use in the sink. Your money is what drives not only this economy, but it drives the world. You make the decision. Are you going to spend your money there? I don't believe in boycotts. There are so many companies out there that we can't boycott. It's almost impossible. And I'm not talking about just when it comes to convenience. I'm talking about it's almost impossible to find things because these big companies have swallowed up all these little companies. We're being encouraged to be unhealthy. We are being encouraged to stay at home, sit on the couch, watch TV, play video games, play board games, whatever you're going to do, eat fast food. That's what the family dinner table is now. I mean, I thought it was very clever that KFC came out with this whole, you know, hey, dinner's back. Get the family around the dinner table. You know, at least with KFC. But now you have fast food restaurants showing parents in a car with their child in the back seat munching on just fat and fast foods. And that's the new norm. That's the new family dinner. You know, if you're tired of all these restaurants and everything saying that you should wear a mask and, you know, until your food actually gets in front of your face and you can take it off then. A mask being worn for a virus that shouldn't even have been called a pandemic. Look at the numbers. Read the articles from scientists who are flat out saying this has been overhyped, misinterpreted, and flat out lied about for reasons that have nothing to do with your health. Nothing to do with your health. It's your money. They're trying to have control over you, and you just have to put your foot down and say no. Anti-mask rally, tomorrow morning, 9:30, Carson City. I hope I see you there. And I will be there with you. I have from the beginning, and I will until the end. Just ask yourself a simple question. Why are Democrat-controlled states still completely locked down? As we head into a special session on Wednesday that you can't attend, as we continue to have city council meetings, county commission meetings, where decisions are made that you don't get to participate in. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Terry this morning, wants to talk about Trump and the election. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. How you doing, Monica?
Doing great.
Hey, I wanted to say, Vinny wanted to say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Vinny.
He's been wanting to talk to you. Anyway, let me get to what I was talking about. You know, all this pressure and all this stuff that they're doing with the COVID and the Antifa and the Black, all this stuff. I heard someone say the other day, they said that that Trump, they estimate Trump will get 160 million votes in November. So if they don't all get stolen, like you were talking about earlier, or something doesn't happen, that's going to really turn out well, because the worse they make it, somebody said a saying one time, the worst you want it is the worst you'll get it, or something like that. I can't remember. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're brewing this big stew up, and it's all going to blow up in their face.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing, Terry, because they're saying that as well. So they have already set the stage for malfeasance. They've already set the stage for nobody trusting the outcome, just as Hillary Clinton, you know, kept trying to make everybody believe that Donald Trump wasn't our real president because she wasn't supposed to lose. And they've set the stage for once again going up against Trump that he stole the election. And I don't know what to tell you about that, Terry. I think there's still going to be a lot of unrest. Not only is it going to get worse now, but it is going to get even worse in November. So you protect Vinny, you protect your family, and we all fight in this together. Because if we lose what we have, Vinny is not going to have the future that he deserves, with freedoms, with rights, with liberties, because there is that one group of people that just wants ultimate power. So, Terry, thank you so much for the call. Vinny, it was great talking to you this morning. Thanks for the hi. And it's so important for us to see the bigger picture of why we're going through this. Let's go back to the phone lines, check in with Gene this morning. Wants to talk about Governor, Governor sits on tax.
That is Governor Sisitax.
Oh, Sisitax. I'm sorry. It says sits on tax. But yeah, either way.
Sisitax. I brewed that up driving home here a few minutes ago. Governor Sisitax and his socialist democratic majority in the legislature, it all seems to me like their ultimate pipe dreams are coming true, and all the stars are aligned for them to start to roll out, as I've said before on this program, the California disaster. And we were talking about California. You know, not long ago, Californians were not hoodwinked by this Governor Gray Davis, who provided massive pension increases to the government workforce there with money that Californians didn't have. You know, and he was promptly recalled because of that. And it's unfortunate that this will roll out now for Nevadans, and the recent recall effort has fallen short. Hopefully that we could have another one, you know. But I think what I'm getting at, there is some level of anxiety, and I would make this entreaty to the listening audience, who those of you who have escaped California into Nevada in the last few years, that my experience there for the last 20 years before I came to Nevada in 1998 was that there was never enough money that I could ever give to the Democratic-controlled government there. You know, whether it was Jerry Brown or Gray Davis, whoever else they trotted out, then we had Jerry Brown too. And there was never enough of my money I could provide to it, and they were always looking for new revenue. Then they started taxing newspapers, then they started taxing bottled water, you know. And then I thought, you know, when do they start taxing the air we breathe, you know? But it's just kind of a follow-up commentary that Nevadans are really going to have to wake up and watch this special session very closely, because, as we already know, that they're not going to take up just their self-induced budget crisis that they've created, but there are other items on the agenda. And and I think we need to worry more about the other items on the agenda than the actual budget process itself. But one of the things I looked at in the phone book is there are exactly 4.5 pages of phone book given over to state government. We have a state demographer, we have a state water, we have all of these agencies. And it seems to me that now is the time to take the opportunity to pare back the size of government, so Nevadans don't end up with the over the top, could never give enough of your money to it kind of scenario.
Well, Gene, I think that's going to happen. I got to let you go, but I think a lot of state employees and government employees are going to be very disappointed when they find out that their pension plans to pay for things are probably not going to be there in the long run. So, Gene, thank you so much. We got to take a quick break, and then I'm going to be back with Ronald Reagan right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Of course, today, should KKK, BLM, and Antifa be designated as terrorist organizations? Bring you the results tomorrow and a new poll question. I'm no Paul Harvey, and I have to kind of whip through this. So many of your calls today, it was greatly appreciated, but I wanted to bring you this as we head into the Friday before, it's not the 4th of July, it's Independence Day. 4th of July is just a date. The reason is Independence Day. There was a time when our children stood at attention and with pride put their hand on their heart and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for our flag meant something. There was a time when our history, heritage, was taught with pride and respect. There was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when our accomplishments meant something. There was a time when the United States of America, one nation under God, was united. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united under the American flag. A flag that was carried in battle by brave patriots as a symbol of freedom, justice for all, no matter race, religion, or background. A beacon of hope was when flown, a mark of respect to their memory, to those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend. There was a time when we, the people, decided our future. There was a time when we, the people, had a voice. There was a time when we, the people, were united and strong. There was a time when the media was free from political bias and corruption. There was a time when our elected leaders stood their ground, dug in, and defended those they represented. How many men and women in uniform are currently serving on the front lines abroad, only to look back in horror to see the homeland on fire? What does the word patriot mean to you? I hope I see all you patriots out on Saturday, whether it be in the city of Reno or at our state capitol, as we protest the injustices that are being brought on. I love you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.